right back to it here on KNZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network. We got Bobby in studio, Jake Spaulding alongside, Brandon Tabman with you. Our regional baseball coverage continues today here in Sabetha. The host Blue Jays, number two in the state, taking on a familiar opponent out of the Big East in Silver Lake, with the winner moving on to a regional championship game here later on today against the Riverside Cyclones. Again, thank you for tuning in. Moments away from the first pitch, let's dive right into the lineup cards for this one here today, and we start with the road team on the scoreboard. That is Silver Lake, the number 7 seed in the field. The record is 14-11. They went 12-8 in league play, and they beat Perry LeCompton in walk-off fashion in the first round last week by a final score of 5-4. Leading it off for the Eagles today, it'll be senior center fielder Brady Hogle. Batting second is senior second baseman, that is Dane Johnson. Batting third is senior first baseman Drew Womack. In the cleanup spot, that is freshman pitcher Kipton Kruger. Batting fifth, junior third baseman Miles Kibbe. Batting sixth for Silver Lake, the senior DH, that is Ben Renfro. Batting seventh is sophomore catcher Dom Monholland. Batting eighth, sophomore left fielder Jax Ross. And batting ninth, junior right fielder, that is Aiden Strickland, with the flex and defensively at shortstop today for Silver Lake, that is junior Lane Ray. So again, for the Eagles, it is Hogle in center field, Johnson at second, Womack at first, Kruger pitching, Kibbe at third, Renfro the DH, Monholland catching, Ross in left, Strickland in right, and Ray the flex again defensively at shortstop here today. Well, the home team, and on their home turf, that is number 2 ranked in 3A, the Sabetha Blue Jays, the 2 seed in the regional. Their record is 22-4 overall, and they have been cruising along with 11 consecutive wins. Had to do it tightly, though, last week against Royal Valley, 7-6, that first-round win in this regional opener. Michael Lang will lead it off for the Blue Jays, the junior left fielder. Reed Mitchell, the senior catcher, he'll bat second. Jayton Meyer, the junior third baseman, will bat third. Pitching is Ike Tramp. The junior is batting in the cleanup spot. Colin Montgomery, the sophomore shortstop, he'll bat fifth. Curtis Fitzgerald, the junior center fielder, bats sixth. Cole Mennell, the senior right fielder, bats seventh. Camden Whitworth, the junior first baseman, bats eighth. And then Andre Dollinghouse rounding it out, senior second baseman for the Blue Jays here today. So again, Lang in left, Mitchell catching, Meyer at third, Tramp pitching, Montgomery at short, Fitzgerald in center, Mennell in right, Whitworth at first, and Dollinghouse is the second baseman. Winner moves on to the regional championship game to take on the Riverside Cyclones, who defeated Maranatha Academy earlier today, 15-5 in 6 innings. Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tabman with you. Well, we'll dive into these two teams in a moment, but these two teams played less than 2 weeks ago. Their regular season doubleheader, Sabetha hosted Silver Lake back on May the 7th. Two games decided by one run, and the second game going all of 11 innings, 6-5 and 10-9 were the two wins for Sabetha just less than 2 weeks ago against the Eagles, and both of those wins in walk-off fashion. So again, these two teams tightly contested, tightly matched up in their regular season meeting. Now, in matchup number 3 this season, winner moves on to the regional championship game.
It's a big opportunity. If you're Sabetha, you're hosting, you're at your home field, you've got opportunity knocking in front of you to take on a former Big East Big 7 league opponent in Riverside in the championship game later on today. And you've got Ike Tramp on the bump for you to begin this ball game. And so everything's in front of you. You've got your home crowd with you. The breeze has been stiff all day from the north, and so a lot of fly balls are getting hung up here in this ballpark here today. But Sabetha, again, you're used to this turf. You're used to everything that has this kind of advantage, if you will. But you're playing a Silver Lake team that also has turf, that is used to this style of environment themselves. So these are two tradition-rich programs on the diamond, B-Tad. And I'm excited for this matchup because not only is it the third time in less than 2 weeks that they will play each other, but it's a Big East League battle, and Big East League teams typically put on a great show for the folks.
Well, let's talk about Ike Tramp, starting pitcher today for the Blue Jays. Leads the team in innings pitched with 41. His record is 6-2, making his 10th start. He has allowed 43 hits in those 41 innings, 19 earned runs, a 3.24 ERA for Ike Tramp, 39 strikeouts to 14 walks. Very solid in that regard. He'll see Hogle, Johnson, and Womack, top 3 in the Silver Lake order. These two teams, as we mentioned, played less than 2 weeks ago. Both one-run victories for the Blue Jays, 6-5 and 10-9. That second game went all of 11 innings. Both these teams state qualifiers a year ago. Of course, the Blue Jays, a third-place finish in MHK. Silver Lake ousted in the opening round with an 11-6 loss to Heston.
Big question I got for you, B-Tad, quickly here is the style that both these teams like to be. They got some speed. They want to get on the base pass, but Sabetha's bigger. They're stronger. They like to elevate the baseball a little bit, put some charges into it. What wins, in your opinion, as far as baseball? Is it speed or is it more of the power at the plate?
Well, I think it's limiting mistakes, and we saw it as a prime example in the first game of the day with Maranatha and Riverside, in which Riverside took advantage of a lot of wild pitches, a lot of errors. I just think when you get to this point, as the first pitch of the game to Brady Hogle, senior center fielder in there from Trent for a strike. Here we go, regional semifinal underway on KNCA. But again, just kind of picking up on that, just limiting those mistakes and playing clean on both sides of the ball. Now Tramp outside on that one. One ball, one strike. Hogle at the dish. And he's got a 3.48 average to lead it off here for Silver Lake from the left side. Takes one outside, 2-1.
Tramp, you know, a lot of fastballs here early on, trying to get into a rhythm here early against Hogle.
And the 2-1 by Tramp is high and away, ball three. Well, Silver Lake needed a Drew Womack walk-off two-run home run last week to defeat Perry LeCompton in that first-round game, and they trailed 4-1 going into that last inning, but walking off the cost to get to this game today. Well, the 3-1 is hit foul, out of play down the left field line, and the opening batter of the game with Brady Hogle runs the count full here on Ike Tramp, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Silver Lake, they have scored 203 runs this season, good for 8 a contest. 3-2 for Ike Tramp. In there, called strike 3, kind of the delayed call. And of course, when Hogle makes the move thinking it's ball 4, it's usually a coin flip chance that the umpire is going to call it something different. And a good start for Ike Tramp with a opening strikeout here in the first.
Yeah, rings him up there. Hogle disagreed. It was on the outside part of the plank, just catching the corner.
40 strikeouts on the year. And first pitch swinging, and Dane Johnson, the all-worldly multi-sport athlete with a line out to second. Dollinghouse makes the catch. And just like that, 2 outs here in the top of the first.
Efficient there for Ike Tramp if you're a Sabetha Blue Jay. But if you're Silver Lake, you enjoy seeing that Dane Johnson was aggressive. First pitch swinging, lines up to second base.
Here's the lefty, Drew Womack. He has 9 home runs this season, Jake. He is a left-handed hitter. And, of course, yeah, as you mentioned, the biggest one last week.
Yep.
Walk-off 2-run homer against Perry LeCompton. I have to imagine that was probably a fun feeling for the kid, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Walk-off to keep his season alive. The 1-0 in there for a called strike.
Both these teams had really difficult opening round matchups. You know, both teams winning by one against, maybe you would think they're heavily favored in those matchups, but hey, it's postseason time.
There's a good off-speed pitch. Womack missing over the top, and it's 1-2, no score, top one, just getting going. Appreciate Bobby, of course, in the studio. We got Jake, Brandon with you as well here in Sabetha. The 1-2 by Tramp, and it's low for 2. That one skipped in the dirt. Tell you what, we got 2 very good defensive catchers here today. Reed Mitchell behind the dish for Sabetha, and then you got Bon Holland there for Silver Lake. We'll see in the next half inning. 2 balls, 2 strikes, just getting going here in Sabetha, the pitch. And waiting on it and slicing it out towards left field, and it drops in front of Lang for a 2-out knock.
Nice job. Good piece of hitting there. That's a phrase you'll hear me say a lot during this game when I really appreciate the way that these kids take an approach with 2 strikes on them that time. Off-speed pitch coming in from Tramp and the lefty. Womack just lifted it into left field, threw the hands out there for a 2-out single.
Womack helping out his .413 batting average, give him now 39 hits on the year. He is at first base with 2 outs, and that brings up the freshman pitcher, Kipton Kruger. Takes a called strike to fall behind in the count early, but Kip Kruger, and only a freshman. And that Kruger name runs deep at Silver Lake, of course. He's got a .382 average. Runner takes off, pitches outside for a ball, throw is on target, but not in time. and a stolen base for Womack, and he is up into scoring position with two outs.
Everything in the favor of Womack right there. A great jump, but Tramp with an off-speed pitch allowed for him to have easier access into second base. He could have been in there standing up.
Tramp out of the stretch. He'll fire a 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch on the outside corner, and Kruger missed it all, and he's down in the count at 1-2.
Not often you see a freshman being your cleanup hitter here in a varsity baseball game.
And as I mentioned, hitting just a quality 382. But down in the count here, 1-2 here in the top of the first. Regional Semi and Sabetha. Tramp bends one in there. Popped out of the glove of Mitchell, but just missed for ball two.
Try to do a backdoor breaking pitch there from Ike Tramp and nearly got the call, but pops out of the glove of Mitchell.
Silver Lake an opportunity here in the first with two outs. Runner at second is Womack. After a strikeout and a lineout, a single and a stolen base for him. But a 2-2 pitch on the way to Kruger and a swing and a miss. Crowd loving it here in Sabetha. Two strikeouts in the opening frame for Ike Tramp. No score. Bottom of the first coming up next. It's Regional Baseball on at KNZA Regional Baseball in the 3A class. We're here in Sabetha. Me, myself, Brandon, we got Jake, we got Bobby in studio. Now Silver Lake, they got a two-out single in the first, but Ike Tramp closing it down with a strikeout on Kip Kruger. And speaking of Kruger, he takes the mound for the first time today. Micah Lang, Reed Mitchell, Jayton Meyer, top three in this heavy Blue Jay lineup. Number two ranked team in the state, record of 22-4. Blue Jays have won 11 consecutive games coming in. Kruger's first pitch to Micah Lang a little bit north for ball one.
During that big winning streak, big-time opponent, Jeff West. Got a pair of wins against the Tigers. Jeff West, only two losses of the year.
And Jeff West still number one ranked despite losing both games to Sabetha. Big East loaded once again.
Raise your hand if you're surprised.
I'm not. Okay. My hand stayed down. Here's the 1-1. Kruger missing a little bit outside there to Micah Lang. Two balls and one strike. Well, Micah Lang, one of the many lefties in the lineup, played appearance number 108 this season, batting average at 390. Good backdoor bender there by Kruger, called strike two. And now 2-2 the count here on Lang. So Sabetha's team batting average, Jake, 334.
Solid.
That one low and inside, and much like the first at bat in the top of the first, Micah Lang here has worked the full count.
I mean, we talked about the meeting that these guys had a couple weeks ago, and, you know.
6-5 and 10-9.
I mean, those are quality baseball games. We expect nothing different here.
3-2 and a ground ball playable to the right side. Dane Johnson at second base makes the play in time. Lang hustled down and kind of made it a close play, but Johnson over to Womack at first and 4-3 for out number one.
Silver Lake straight up pretty much on the defensive side of things. The wind still pretty gusty coming from the north. Pretty much sustained wind the entire time here since we've been here today. The Riverside Maranatha game earlier today as well.
Plate appearance 106 here for Reed Mitchell. First pitch from Kruger is a swing and a foul off down the left field line on top of the batting cage.
Good luck getting that ball back immediately.
Reed Mitchell's batting average 365. He's got 27 hits, including four doubles, five triples, which leads the team, and one home run. Kruger's breaking ball there, missing low and inside. One ball, one strike here on Reed Mitchell, just getting going. No score, bottom one. Silver Lake at Sabetha today in this regional semifinal. Riverside awaits the winner in the championship game, which we'll have for you after this one. Mitchell takes one a little bit high, two balls and one strike. Mitchell also has driven in 31, which leads the Blue Jays this season. Takes a good swing, fouls it straight back, now 2-2. Jayton Meyer in the on-deck circle. Well, we mentioned top of the broadcast, both these teams state qualifiers a year ago, but with the setup now, that cannot be the case. One of these teams will survive to the championship, the other will have their season come to an end, as Mitchell has now worked to count 3-2. Oh, patient at bats here to start. Back-to-back for Lang and Mitchell. At 3-2, good swing. Another foul off here. But building a pitch count early on the opposition,
it's important.
And the Blue Jays making Kip Kruger work here to try to get that second out of the inning. And that one is in there, called strike three. And much like the first for Silver Lake, Mitchell thought it was ball four. And wants an explanation. He shakes his head yes after the ump's explanation. And a strikeout for Kip Kruger, two down for Jayton Meyer.
Yep, two away, and you good comparison there because that was Hogle in the top half of the first inning, same way, full count. Thought it was maybe ball four, start throwing towards first base. The umpire rings him up, two away here in the bottom of the first.
Plate appearance number 101 for Jayton Meyer. First pitch here, swinging and fouling it off down the right field line, so it's 0-1. Meyer this season, 370 batting average, his OPS north of 1,000. Kruger's 0-1. Ooh, half-check swing and miss there. Nasty pitch, quickly 0-2.
Yeah, good hard-breaking ball there from Kipton Kruger and kind of got Meyer tied up. Now quickly down to the count, 0-2. He's got to shorten up here and put a ball in play.
Kruger kicks and the righty deals. It is high, ball one. Well, if Meyer can do something here, Ike Tramp in the on-deck circle for this Blue Jays offense that is averaging 9 runs a game this season. They have poured on 234 runs. Now an off-speed pitch hit a mile high in the air on the infield. Kruger off the mound a little to his left. He'll make the catch and secure the final out. So a ground out, a strikeout, and a pop out. And that's how Sabetha goes down in order in the bottom of the first inning. Class 3A regional semifinal here in Sabetha. Blue Jays and Eagles, scoreless through one.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea. Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Go to the second inning here on KNZA High School Baseball. Appreciate Bobby in studio. We got Jake, Brandon with you as well. Silver Lake and Sabetha here today, scoreless as we go to the top of the second. I tramp back to work for Sabetha on the bump on the home turf here today in this regional semifinal. Riverside awaits the winner in the championship game, which we'll have for you after this one concludes here. Miles Kibbe, Ben Renfro, Dom Monholland, 5, 6, and 7 in the Eagle lineup. Two up here in a scoreless top of the second. Now here's the junior third baseman, Miles Kibbe, K-I-B-B, with a couple of E's at the end of it. Bats on the right side, up in the box. Tramp's first pitch in the second inning is a playable grounder, high off the turf. Third baseman Meyer cuts it off. And a beautiful throw to first to Whitwer in time for out number one.
That was a really good play there by Meyer. Again, it was a chopping ground ball to the, really to the shortstop, but Meyer crashing in from third base, gets it on the high hop, and beautiful throw to first for the out.
So one pitch, one out here in the top of the second inning, and that brings up the DH in Ben Renfro. Transfers pitch in the right v right matchup is up and in for ball one. Renfro, a senior, DHing today. 244 average, 19 hits on the year. A 1-0 by Tramp, a little low and outside, 2-0. Very early in this game, but you look at Silver Lake, 14-11, their overall record coming in, the 7th seed in the field, 12-8. As the Eagles go in league play. Now a hot shot to Montgomery at short, plays it knee-high off the second hop, and a knee-high throw to Whitwer, who secures the out. So 5-3, followed by 6-3. And Tramp working quickly here in the top of the second.
Yeah, well done. Folks at home with their scorebooks, that way helping you out a little bit. Let them know what they write down on the tally marks.
There's a few people with some scorebooks out here.
I think there might be.
I see some kids out here playing baseball bingo.
Okay.
That's an interesting game. Got to check the squares on that as Dom Monholland steps in and takes one high for ball one.
Dom Monholland, a good catcher for
just a sophomore, 231 average. The singular batting glove on the left hand, right hand exposed. Now that one low in the dirt, ball two. Von Holland, 231 average, 15 hits, including two doubles and one triple. Trapp trying to retire the Eagles in order here in the second. Two very good pitchers on the bump here today. That one's in there for a strike, now 2-1.
Yeah, way to paint the outside edge right there. Von Holland kind of hugging the plate, and Trapp finding the outside.
Well, Silver Lake, they have scored 203 runs this season. Now this one's put out into play. Shallow right center field. Playing it is Cole Minold, who works it into the gap. He'll make the catch. That retires the side. A 5-3 put out, 6-3 put out, and a fly out to right. 1-2-3. Down go the Eagles in the top of the second. No score. It's high school baseball here on KNZA.
Are you tired of cooking? Need a place to unwind with great friends, cold drinks, and food that hits the spot? Then you gotta head down to Sidelines Bar and Grill. We're talking juicy burgers, crispy wings, fresh salads, and all of your favorite pub grub served up with a smile. Catch the game on our big screen. Challenge your buddies to some pool, or just relax with a cold one after a long day. From game nights to just a great weeknight out, Sidelines is the place to go for good times and good company. Sidelines Bar and Grill, your spot for sports, food, and fun.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Postseason baseball continues today on KNZA. A gloomy, overcast, chilly afternoon in Sabetha, Kansas. Blue Jays and Silver Lake in the semifinal game. Riverside awaits the winner in the championship game later on tonight, who defeated Maranatha in the first game today in six innings, 15-5. Again, Jake Spaulding, Bobby in studio. Brandon Tamman with you. We go to the home second. Blue Jays will have that middle third of the order with Ike Tramp, Colin Montgomery, and also Curtis Fitzgerald. Kipton Kruger back to work. The freshman righty on the mound for Silver Lake. The gold tops, white pants, maroon numerals and lettering trimmed out in white. The all blues top to bottom for the Blue Jays. The white pinstripes, and also the white numerals and lettering. Colin Montgomery leading it off.
Ike, after calling him on your score sheet over there.
Ike, Okay.
So they flip.
All right, we're double checking the score book here. It is Colin Montgomery to lead it off. One ball, one strike to count. And then it's Tramp in the on-deck circle. That pitch way high and outside. 2-1 now the count.
A little bit outside and high on the 2-1 pitch. So working way ahead here is Colin Montgomery, shortstop for Sabetha. Straight away defensively here for Silver Lake. Foul off down the left field line, slicing out of play.
Well, we saw the first two batters. Sorry to cut you off. First two batters for Sabetha, Lang and Mitchell, worked full counts in the first. And now here to begin the second inning, Montgomery has worked a full count as well. 3-2, low and outside, ball four.
The first base runner aboard here for the Blue Jays in this ballgame.
So Montgomery draws the walk. And for Colin, he has done that 22 times this season now. That brings up Ike Tramp, the pitcher here today. And Tramp making his 99th plate appearance and a batting average at .451 for Mr. Tramp. But he puts this one into play right side to Johnson. He'll play second for one. On to first. Not in time. Well, Johnson threw his hands up, thought it was routine of a double play, but beating out the throw was Tramp. And now one out and one on for Curtis Fitzgerald.
Reached on the fielder's choice there, Tramp. And he's got some speed to him. Johnson couldn't get the turn quickly enough to Ray.
And we'll see a courtesy runner now in for Tramp at first.
Yeah, it'll be Corbin Stinnett.
So Stinnett will be the courtesy runner. So Stinnett at first base for Ike Tramp. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. No score, Sabetha and Silver Lake. Kruger out of the stretch. Fitzgerald from the right side batter's box. On a late swing, he'll foul this one off for strike one.
Seen Kirk playing baseball since he was able to walk.
His 99th plate appearance this season, .250 average. He has 18 hits. He has left the yard. He does have one home run and three triples. Certainly some pop there. Fouls one off and quickly behind on Kipton Kruger here at 0-2.
Young man was a really good catcher growing up. Transitioned to the outfield and one of the best defensive outfielders in the area.
The 0-2 off speed, got him, called strike three. Now kind of a check swing there, but the off speed with the confusion there for Fitzgerald to make it two strikeouts now for Kip Kruger here in this ball game, and now two outs in the inning for Cole Mennold.
Yeah, very, very good pitch location there from Kipton Kruger, and great frame by Monholland.
First pitch swinging here, Cole Mennold fouls it away for strike number one. Cole making plate appearance number 89, wears jersey number three, batting average just south of three bills at .296. Runner at first base is Stinnett, courtesy runner for Tramp, and a nasty pitch there for a called strike, and it's quickly 0-2.
Yeah, Mennold kind of gave up on that pitch a little bit, and Kruger able to get that top spin.
Chance to get out of the inning right here. The 0-2, another late swing, and it's lined with aggression, foul down the line. So Mennold will stay alive at 0-2. 21 hits this season for Cole, including three doubles and a triple. He has 16 RBIs. He's got Stinnett at first base with two outs. The 0-2. Runner takes off, and the pitch is low and outside, and without a throw, Stinnett's up into scoring position.
Perfect time to put the steal on from Coach Joe Gruber. Again, you're going to probably waste a pitch here way ahead 0-2. Take the chance.
Chance for the first run of the game, but the 1-2 is a high chopper in front of the catcher. Monholland Fields, bare hand throw down to first in time. Securing it was Womack for the out. So, Sabetha, a little bit of a shaker there, getting a runner into scoring position with two outs, but Silver Lake shuts the door. Two innings in, no score. It's high school baseball here on KNCA.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we service what we sell.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back to it here on KNZA. Regional baseball in Sabetha this afternoon. Semifinal between the Blue Jays and Silver Lake. Jake, Bobby, and Brandon all with you. No scores. We go to inning number three. Ike Tramp back on the bump here. He'll get 8-9-1 in the Eagle lineup. Jax Ross, Aiden Strickland, and then back to the top with Brady Hogel.
You didn't introduce the Gruber clan this year, too. I mean, you got a couple of coaches. You got everybody else up here in the booth. Mama Lori making snacks and cookies for everybody.
Doing the Lord's work.
Amen to that.
First pitch here in the third inning, a called strike to Jax Ross, the sophomore left fielder for Silver Lake. Feels like a game where runs are going to be hard to come by.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Here's a ground ball playable for Meyer at third. Boy, he's a vacuum cleaner over there, and he gets it on to first in time quickly for out number one.
My first time seeing Sabetha this year, and I'm really impressed with Meyer over there at third base. I mean, he's a He's a bigger bodied young man, but he's very, very agile over there at third base. You got to be quick coming off there in the hot corner. Got a strong arm and made a couple plays look extremely routine.
So here's number 9 in the order, Aiden Strickland, junior right fielder. Since the lone hit Tramp gave up with 2 outs in the first, he has retired 5 consecutive Eagles. First pitch swinging here for Strickland. He fouls it away for strike 1. Strickland in the number 9 spot has a .309 batting average with 17 hits on the year.
Yeah.
Tramp out of the stretch, and the 0-1 check swing pins in there for a called strike. Quickly 0-2. No score here in the top of the third inning. These two teams played their regular season meeting just less than 2 weeks ago. So Betha sweeping with a pair of 1-run walk-off wins. Next pitch by Tramp, a little bit inside, 1-2 now on number 9 in the Eagle lineup, Aiden Strickland.
Had a chance to, you know, right there to spoil a pitch as Tramp right there, see if you can get him in chase.
1-2 by Tramp, a little low and outside. So battling back to an even count after an 0-2 hole.
Still favors the pitcher, I think, in this moment. I mean, you got a lot of room to work with still. Strickland got to protect with 2.
Here's the pitch. That one's low, ball 3. So from 0-2 to a full count. So Mitch at Silver Lake's record, again, 14-11, the 7th seed in this field. They've played a pretty tough schedule outside of the Big East. Pitch is just a little bit south of the knees, ball 4. Well, what an at bat for number 9 in the order.
No
Aiden
doubt.
At Strickland falls behind 0-2 and battles back and works a walk.
How many walks has he got this year? Do you have those stats? Because I'm a firm believer in your 9-hole hitter as your second leadoff. Somebody that can work a count, find a way to get on base.
Well, he has scored 21 runs.
Yeah.
I do have that one.
Here you go.
He's at first base, back top of the order. Hogle, first pitch in the dirt by Tramp for ball 1. So one out base runner here in the top of the third for Silver Lake. We still await the first run of today's semifinal.
Hogle worked a great first plate appearance earlier in the first. Tramp won that, getting him to strike out looking.
Came into today with that .348 average. He takes a fastball missing outside just barely, now 2-0. Silver Lake swept by Jeff West and Rossville in league play. Also swept by Sabetha, as we've mentioned. Ogle puts a charge into this one, but in the wrong direction. That one foul. Now 2-1. I lost a one-off game to Santa Fe Trail late in March. I also lost to Jeff West in their in-season tournament back in mid-April. Also took a loss to St. Mary's Academy there. Here's a high grounder, playable for Whitworth at first. His only play is first. Boy, and it was kind of a bang-bang play. Beats it out in time. Strickland moves up to second base, but now 2 outs in the inning for Dane Johnson.
So as you're keeping that at home, 3 unassisted right there. Good play by Whitworth to get the out. You don't want to tag if you don't have to there in case you lose the baseball. So able to hustle back and step on the bag for the second out.
Here's Dane Johnson, the senior second baseman with an RBI chance here in the third. First pitch swinging, routine grounder. Dollinghouse, a little bobble at second. Gathers, throws, not in time, and the air is going to cost him. Moving to third is Strickland, and just enough of a bobble for Dollinghouse. And Johnson saw it, beat it out, and they're at the corners with 2 outs.
First error in this game, and we saw that in the first matchup earlier today between Riverside and Maranatha. When runs are going to be at a premium, those small mistakes could be costly.
Well, now arguably the best hitter in Silver Lake's lineup, Drew Womack. The RBI chance here, and he ropes it down the line and writes a base hit. Dane Johnson chugging around second. He'll get to third. They're back at the corners again, and the first run delivered for Silver Lake's Drew Womack drives in that 1-0 lead here in the top of the third. And the air, Jake, coming back to bite the Blue Jays.
No doubt about it. You were on cue with Womack, arguably their best hitter, their most productive guy from the left side of the batter's box. First pitch swinging, sends it over Whitworth's head and goes out in the right field for an RBI single.
Well, now if you're right, Tramp, he's still got to secure the final out. Here's Kip Kruger, and he'll swing at the first pitch. He'll chop one to the right side. Dollinghouse fields it this time cleanly with the underhand throw to Whitworth. to retire Kruger, but a two-out RBI single by Drew Womack has given Silver Lake an early 1-0 lead. It's regional baseball here on KNZA. We go to the bottom of the third inning right after this.
Is your truck or trailer ready for the road ahead? Trust Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha for dependable service you can count on. From brakes and alignments to DOT inspections, diagnostics, and major engine repairs, they handle jobs big and small. With over 100 years of combined experience, their skilled team gets you back on the road quickly and safely. Don't let downtime cost you money. Call Floyd's Truck Repair at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha today and drive with confidence.
At Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer Early Pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, Early Pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball continues here today from Sabetha, Jake and Brandon, and we got Bobby in studio. Drew Womack's 40th RBI of the season has given Silver Lake an early 1-0 lead, Jake, against the Blue Jays.
It was an amazing piece of hitting by Dane Johnson keeping, you know, first pitch swinging, and it just ate up Dollinghouse. Well, then the very next batter for Silver Lake, Drew Womack, able to deliver for the Eagles to get them that first run of the ball game. But it's again that first pitch, you attack it, and Silver Lake's been doing that here early on.
Here's Camden Whitwer, and quickly down 0-2, a hefty swing and miss there. On a pitch outside the zone.
Good off speed there by Kip Kruger. I mean, that pitch started middle of the plate, had some good side spin on it.
Next one up and in, ball one. One ball, two strikes. So Whitwer going to be followed by Dollinghouse, and then back to the top of the order with Micah Lang. Whitwer appearing in his 19th game this season, plate appearance number 56. And he chops this one with the pitching wedge out to the shortstop, and Ray fields it cleanly on to first in time for out number one.
The description right there, B-Tab, was on point. Whitwer.
Right out the golf swing there.
He tried to check his swing, but he was already committed enough, and he went ahead and, yeah, pulled out his pitching wedge right there. And a little chopper to the shortstop, and Ray puts it away for out number one.
So here's Andre Dollinghouse, first at-bats of today's game. Plate appearance number 76 for Andre, batting average 295. First pitch outside the zone for ball one.
If you're Dollinghouse right now, you know, coaches always tell your kids that you shake off the error that he had in the top half of this inning, but this is a good opportunity for him to get back on the bases here on the offensive side of it, try to make up for it.
Dollinghouse takes a strike. Kruger sets, kicks, and fires a 1-1. Late swing, a foul off, straight back, and Dollinghouse quickly behind at one ball and two strikes. Drew Womack's RBI single in the last half inning has Silver Lake out in front here in Sabetha, 1-0. Blue Jays batting in the home third. And this one flying back up the middle, and Kruger matrix style to get out of the way and avoid being hit with that line drive. And you mentioned Dollinghouse being able to come back strong after the air, and he does so with a one-out single.
Yeah, runner on first now, and Dollinghouse, good piece of hitting. Down on the count, able just to put it straight up where it came from, and diving out of the way, Kip Kruger keeping himself out of harm's way. But back to the top of the order we go for Sabetha.
Here's Michael Lang, a ground out to second in his first at-bat. And he takes one low here for ball one. So Dollinghouse at first representing the tying run here in the bottom of the third inning. Still only one out. And you have three consecutive left-handed hitters at the top of the Blue Jay lineup. As Kruger does make a throw over to first, Dollinghouse back in safely.
Got our first witness of some winter gloves out in the stands, B-Tad.
Fans, it is middle of May.
It is.
That is what we're doing here today.
That first base umpire's also got some gloves on. It's a little chilly out there in that wind.
Easier said for us spoiled folk in the broadcast booth. The 1-0 here.
Nice pitch.
Called strike here on Lang, 1-1. Now the count with Reed Mitchell in the on-deck circle. This is a Blue Jays lineup that is potent top to bottom. Right now, Kruger off to a really good start. 2 2/3 in. He has given up just one hit. Another throw over to first. Dollinghouse back in safely. Now the Silver Lake lead is 1-0. Kruger checking first. He'll fire. Runner takes off. Pitches high and away. Throw down to second is on time. And the tag applied. Gun down. Dollinghouse at second base. Monholland crisp on the throw for out number two.
And that was a breaking ball that was thrown by Kruger. So Monholland had a pop out of his stance early. Reach and grab that. Throw was right on the money.
Well, now a chance to face the minimum. The 2-1 in there for a called strike. And that evens up 2-2.
You'll see S.
Caught stealing. 2-2. Hide away. So full count here for Micah Lang. Bases empty, two down in the bottom of the third inning. Blue Jays trailing Silver Lake 1-0. This regional semifinal with Riverside awaiting the winner. Now one is in there, called strike three. Little bit up, a little bit out, but caught the edge. And Kruger now with three strikeouts here in three innings of work. We go to inning number four here on KNZA. Blue Jays trailing Silver Lake 1-0.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now three innings in here in Sabetha, Silver Lake on the road in this regional semifinal, leading the Blue Jays 1-0. Thanks again for hanging with us here. Postseason action, spring sports, down to the final week and change. Jake, Bobby, Brandon all with you. Riverside awaiting the winner. Right now Silver Lake the 1-0 edge as Ike Tramp is back on the hill here for the Blue Jays, getting ready to face Miles Kibbe, Ben Renfro, and Dom Monholland in the Eagle lineup.
I mean, through three innings, 40 pitches for Tramp, you know, one error really is separating this ball game right now. He's pitching well. He's filling the zone up, and that error back in the last inning in the third is the difference.
So 1-0. Here we go to the fourth. First pitch in there for a called strike. Kibbe falls behind quickly. He's a ground out victim to third. The lead off to second in his first at bat today. But entered today, Kibbe did with a .333 average. Takes one inside for ball one.
Right-handed batter, defense for Sabetha, playing him straight up. Wind still howling from the north.
And the 1-1 outside, ball two, missing with a fastball there. So again, Silver Lake certainly fortunate to be in this spot. They went into the seventh inning against Perry LeCompton last week in the opening round game, down 4-1. They come back, and it was Drew Womack with the game-winning two-run homer. They get Silver Lake into this game with the Blue Jays today, and they're taking advantage right now with a 1-0 lead. And the count here now 3-1 on Miles Kibbe.
You mentioned Womack's name. Well, he's the one that delivered that last inning, this one run.
3-1 is chopped up into the air and in foul territory over that first base dugout and out of play. So 3-2 the counts on Kibbe to begin the fourth.
Plenty of kids out there to help retrieve those foul balls. What if they still give a piece of bubble gum if you bring it to the concession stand?
Well, I'd be more inclined to go chase a ball if that was the case. Kibbe fouls one away to stay at 3-2. Just depends what kind of gum we're talking about.
Oh,
we're talking like big
double bubble.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Little piece of double bubble.
That one kind of loses its flavor too quickly, if you ask me. But
no wrong.
3-2. Barely outside, ball four, and Kibbe works a tremendous at bat here with the leadoff walk.
It's a leadoff man on, and
Ike Tramp, he thought he caught the corner, and we don't have the perfect angle up here, no doubt about it, but look close. And again,
that's the second walk issued by Tramp, and a leadoff base runner here for Silver Lake, leading Sabetha 1-0 in the top of the fourth inning. Tramp quickly out of the stretch now. He'll kick, he'll deal, runs up and in, and Renfroe kind of dancing out of the way for ball one. Renfroe grounded out to short in his first at-bat today. And came into today a batting average of 244. Pitch by Tramp, off speed, up and in, ball two.
Renfroe kind of gave up on that a little bit early and nearly broke back across the plate with that 1-0 pitch, but I'm going to stop it here. I think that Mitchell
yeah, wants to have a convo with his pitcher. It's the 1-2 meeting on the bump. Well, it feels like kind of a crucial spot here. I mean, there's plenty of time. I mean, halfway through this game roughly, but Silver Lake a 1-0 lead. They get a leadoff man on, and now Tramp down in the count here 2-0 on Renfroe.
The kid that usually pounds the zone really well and throws a lot of strikes, and you go like this. Good job by Mitchell, the battery mate. Get out there and just have a conversation.
Late swing, another good swing, but a late one, and it's fouled off by Renfroe down the right field line. So now 2-1 is the count. Just to get to 2-1 instead of 3-0 feels like a massive relief here, at least for the time being for Tramp. 2-1 is a ground ball, playable to the right side. Dollinghouse spins, fires to second for one, on to first, not in time. A little bit late on the throw, so one out. Kibbe retired at second, and Renfroe will take over at first on the fielder's choice.
Yeah, good job there by Dollinghouse. Again, you gotta remember it wasn't just an inning ago that he botched a easy ground ball to him, and so right there he made sure he collected it, spun, made sure of one out, the lead runner for one away.
Here's Mon Holland. He'll take a called strike to begin this AB. He flew out to right in his first at bat today. Runner at first is Ben Renfroe. One out here in the top of the fourth. The Eagles leading Sabetha 1-0. Now a high chopper. It's going to be playable for Tramp off the bump. Bare hand stab with his right hand, and he barely gets it to Whitwer in time. Low throw dug out. Whitwer's been very good over there at first, and that's the second out of the inning, and getting to second base is Renfroe.
It's hard to explain enough for the listeners to understand how good of a play that was for Mike Tramp coming off the mound. A chopper like that, able to barehand it cleanly and make a good throw just in time to get out number two.
So it's up to Jax Ross, the sophomore. Runner at second base, two outs here in the top of the fourth. Eagles leading Sabetha 1-0. Tramp's first pitch is put into play. Fielded. Meyer at third. Across the diamond. You better believe it. In time to retire the side. So the Eagles put a runner into scoring position with two outs. But Tramp and Meyer and company get the job done and hold them off the board. 3.5 in, 3.5 to go. Trip to the regional title game is on the line, and Silver Lake leads it 1-0.
My name is Dan Winger, store director at Gary Country Mart. I would like to invite you to shop our store at Old South 75 Highway in Sabetha. With over 200 years of management experience, I think you will enjoy our knowledgeable and friendly staff. We are a full-service store with meat cutters on staff, a full-service deli, bakery, and produce departments. Thank you for shopping your locally owned and operated Country Mart for the past 53 years.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Our communities are built on families, hard work, and looking out for one another. At SBS Insurance, we're here to help you do just that, with life insurance designed to protect your loved ones for years to come. Talk to your local independent agent at SBS Insurance today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball continues today. 3A classification, regional semifinal here in Sabetha. Blue Jays hosting Silver Lake. And right now the Eagles, a 1-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Got Jake, Bobby, Brandon with you. Reed Mitchell leads it off. Kip Kruger's first pitch is high for ball one. So Mitchell, his second at bat today, struck out in his first AB back in the first. Drew Womack's RBI single in the third, representing the lone run for either side today. At 1-0 in the dirt, ball two. Good start here for Reed Mitchell. Jayton Meyer and Colin Montgomery do up as well. Now, this one is hit very well out towards the gap in right center. Hogle can't get there, and it's going to scurry up onto the warning track and onto the fence. Mitchell's not thinking just two. He wants three. The throw is cut off and sliding in feet first with a leadoff triple. It's Reed Mitchell.
Big piece of hitting there by Mitchell, and the effort there by Hogle to try and snag it from the air, but coming up empty all the way to the fence. And I was going to say stand-up triple. He slid it. It could have been a stand-up triple. But to lead off this inning with a triple, it's big news for the Blue Jays.
His team leading sixth three-bagger of the year. He's got a third of the team triples that Sabetha has hit this season. He represents the tying run at third with nobody out, and Jayton Meyer takes one outside for ball one.
You know, big Jayton Meyer at this point, if you're Meyer and the Blue Jays, just put the ball in play on the right side or to the outfield, and you'll get a run in.
Great chance here for Sabetha to tie the game. Next pitch low and outside, 2-0. The count on Jayton Meyer came into today. The batting average of 370. Popped out two Kruger on the mound in his first AB back in the first. Now he takes one outside quickly, 3-0.
You can tell that Kruger is not wanting to put any of these pitches on the inner half of the plate to Meyer. Every single one's been on the outer edge.
Meyer has eight doubles, three triples, and a home run. And that is a four-pitch walk missing inside. And I guess the one positive for Silver Lake, you bring in a double play opportunity, but even if that happens, Sabetha's going to tie the game unless you go unconventional, maybe go home in first or
right.
Home in second. I don't know if it always works like that, but we get a mound meeting here for Silver Lake. Big opportunity for the Blue Jays. 1-0 Silver Lake, but the Blue Jays getting a triple and a walk from Reed Mitchell and Jayton Meyer, respectively. Not just eyeing a potential tie here, they're trying to put multiple runs, take the lead here in the fourth.
Yeah, Colin Montgomery is going to be up for Sabetha, and he reached on a fielder's choice last time he was up. And this mound visit right here is just strictly talking about the infield. Hey, what are we going to do if Meyer takes off for second? You know, you got all these different things the catcher will do. He'll either fake the throw to second, fire to third. He'll throw it to the shortstop that's crashing in, or the first, or to the pitcher. Some kind of craziness will happen here if that runner Meyer from first takes off to second.
All right, after the meeting, Kruger back to work. First pitch of this at bat, 2. Colin Montgomery is low and inside for ball one. Reed Mitchell, the runner at third, representing the tying run. Representing the go-ahead run at first is Jayton Meyer. Still nobody out, bottom four. Next pitch by Kruger in the dirt. 2 balls, no strikes.
And Coach Gruber not sending Meyer from first base. Not all the speed in the world over there, but
Meyer does have 2 stolen bases this year, so a little respect on 44's name out there.
Yeah, put some respect on it, but 7 straight balls now as it's 3-0 from Kip Kruger.
And he's in dire straits and a pitch outside the zone away from walking the bases loaded. Here's the pitch and taking all the way and just barely missing ball 4. So Montgomery has walked in both of his at-bats today. Mitchell at third, Meyer at second, Montgomery at first. 3 walks now issued today for Kruger, and down 1 here in the bottom of the fourth. Bases loaded, nobody out for Ike Tramp.
Yeah, Ike Tramp's the one that hit into the fielder's choice last time out. But that was my fault, Brandon. I misread my notes here, but big opportunity here for the pitcher.
And the first pitch by Kip Kruger is in there for a called strike.
And that's got to make you, if you're a Silver Lake fan, if you're Kip Kruger on the bump, feel a little bit better about things, because 8 straight balls before that first one right there.
Here's the 0-1 to Tramp. He puts a good swing on it, hits it a mile high to the right side, just off the dirt and into shallow right, making the catch. Dane Johnson, the shortstop, and everybody has to hold. So a massive first out for Kip Kruger and Silver Lake's defense.
Did call that as an infield fly, so the batter was out immediately. So you saw all 3 base runners go back to the bag. They weren't going to move up even if that ball was dropped.
And now with the bases loaded, 1 out, here's Curtis Fitzgerald. A 1-0 Silver Lake lead. Blue Jays threatening here in the home fourth. There it is for a called strike, and it's 0-1.
Said this when Jayton Meyer was up a moment ago. You just got to put a ball to the right side of the infield or elevate it to the outfield. You're going to score a run if you're Sabetha.
Allen missing a little bit high, one ball, one strike. So you got the corner infield playing a little bit more in towards the grass. Kibbe at third, Womack at first base, and then the middle infield playing a little bit more back. The 1-1 is a high chopper. It's over Kruger. Charging is Johnson. Only play at first. Gets it in time for the out, but the game is tied. So exactly what you said, Jake. Just put it in play to the right side. Silver Lake will take the out. Blue Jays will take the run, and we're tied.
Just a good piece of hitting by Curtis. Just putting the ball in play. You got to get it on the right side. It goes over the head of Kruger. If Kruger's able to snag that, double play potential in effect to end the inning. It goes over Kruger's head.
He's still got work to do here if you're Kruger. First pitch swinging, fouling it away is Cole Menold for strike one. So now two outs. You still have runners at second and third. Meyer at third, Montgomery at second. And what is now a tie game at 1-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. So the biggest at bat so far today with Cole Menold. Now quickly behind 0-2. Another good swing, but he hacks it straight back into the netting.
And if Kruger gets out of this inning, beats that with giving up just one run, I think that's a win for him mentally.
Oh, the base is loaded, nobody out. Yeah. You could have probably told them two runs and they would have taken it, but another good swing by Menold, fouls it straight back, so it stays 0-2.
He's trying to limit damage right now as Menold's trying to kind of bust this open just a little bit, gives the Betham more momentum.
It was a triple by Mitchell and then back-to-back walks to Meyer and Montgomery, and Tramp popped out in the infield, and that is a called strike three on the outside corner. And Menold not pleased as he is down looking. Well, Sabetha loads him up with nobody out. They salvage one, and we got a tie game. Four innings in here in Sabetha. Silver Lake and the Blue Jays tied at one. It's regional baseball on KNZA.
Looking for a hands-on agriculture-focused job close to home? Ag Partners Cooperative is hiring for multiple operations-focused positions across our Northeast Kansas locations. You'll work with a great team, support the community you live in, and enjoy unbeatable benefits like great health insurance, strong retirement options, reliable and flexible hours, paid time off, and more. You will have more than just a job, but a place to build a future. Apply today at agpartnerscoop.com/careers. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the home team, Sabetha Blue Jays, loading the bases up in the bottom of the fourth inning, salvaging just one, though, in that scenario, and they are deadlocked with Silver Lake at 1-1 as we go to the fifth inning here on KNZA Regional Baseball, semifinal here in the 3A class, Riverside awaiting the winner in the championship here later on today. Jake, we got Bobby, Brandon with you as well, a 1-1 game, and leading things off, Aiden Strickland, number 9 in the order. Junior right fielder for Silver Lake as Ike Tramp is back to work. He'll kick, he'll fire, and a swing and a miss at the first offering for strike number one.
This game's, you know, it's turning out exactly like we thought it would. Two really good pitching staffs for each of these teams, and Tramp and Kruger both pitching well.
Yeah, just three combined hits between the two teams through the first four innings as the 0-1 is a little bit south of the knees for ball one. So Strickland will be followed by Hogel and Johnson. 9-1-2 in the Silver Lake order. Tramps 1-1. And just missed low, ball two.
Riverside awaits the winner of these two as they're starting to warm up down in the batting cage down the third base line.
And you talk to Bryce Payton, Riverside coach, Kobe Kaler getting the ball for that championship game, and that one just barely foul.
Yep.
Down that first base line, Whitwer trying to make a leaping catch, and boy, that barely sliced enough right side of the line, so it's just an unfortunate strike number two for the junior right fielder, Aiden Strickland.
Yeah, an exciting strike right there. The first base umpire was trying to get out of the way of Whitwer, who was trying to make that play, so the home plate umpire was in line to make the call that time, fair or foul, made the correct call. But
also had some help from Reed Mitchell.
Yeah.
Let the umpire know, hey, that was foul. Here's the 2-2 by Tramp to Strickland, and it's a swing and a miss. Ball gets in the dirt. Mitchell has to throw it down to Whitwer at first. He does secure that strikeout for out number one.
Yep, good job there by Tramp just to settle in there. The first batter, that first out, the inning after you tie a game, just like Sabetha did, is very pivotal for the mental side of things.
That's a third strikeout of the day for Tramp, but his first strikeout since the first inning. And the first pitch here to Hogle is outside for ball one. So back to the top of the order for a third time. Silver Lake, base is empty, one out here in the fifth, tied up with Sabetha at 1-1. Good swing and a foul off here by Hogle. One ball, one strike. He struck out in the first, grounded out the first in the third.
Four and a third inning so far for Tramp, and you know, just 61 pitches for him. He's on good pace.
Here's the 1-1. And it's hit to the left side, but slicing foul. So now one ball and two strikes. You mentioned Jake did. Riverside warming up down that left field line. The Cyclones, a 15-5 win earlier today in six innings over Maranatha Academy. Had that one on our sister station, Care Country. Boy, Reed Mitchell was ready to dart it to third. He thought it was a called strike three. Instead, Hogle's still alive at 2-2. And barely missed the outer edge.
Yeah, a little bit out, but Mitchell was confident with it. And
here's the 2-2. Yeah, late swing, another foul off here. Hogle battling, the senior for Silver Lake. One out, bases empty in the fifth. A 1-1 game here against the Blue Jays.
Yeah, Hogle's working a good at-bat right now, which is what you expect from your leadoff hitter.
65 pitches now on the way. And on a 2-2, it's a slicer out to shallow left center field. And Hogle at the top of the lineup coming through with one out here in the fifth.
Yeah, that was a really good at-bat there from Hogle. Again, he was able to survive a pitch that was just off the plate a little bit on a two-strike count and fouled off the next pitch, knowing that Tramp needed to come in after him a little bit. Patient hitting there from Hogle. He stands at first.
Now here's Dane Johnson, the senior second baseman.
He has swung on the first pitch, those first two at-bats.
A line out.
Think he'll
second.
Do it this time?
Yeah, he also is. Reached on an air. Let's see. He does swing, and he chops it foul out of play. It appeared.
Oh, nice catch.
Appeared that the hit and run was on. Hogle goes back to first, and it's strike one on Dane Johnson, and a shout-out to the fan.
Yeah.
Making a nice grab in foul territory.
That's a fan probably under the age of 10 right there. He's going home with the game ball.
That's right. A 1-1 game here in the fifth. Trip to the regional title is on the line. Riverside awaits. Here's a 1-1, or an 0-1, I should say, and it's fouled straight back. So now no balls and two strikes. Here on Dane Johnson with Hogle at first.
Dane Johnson, an aggressive hitter. You can see it. His third plate appearance, he has not swung at any of the four pitches he's seen yet.
The all-time leading scorer in Silver Lake basketball history. Batting in the two spot here in this one. A bender missing inside for a ball. Throw to second, not in time, and Hogle's got a steal. And he is into scoring position with one out. And that was a great eye by Dane Johnson to lay off that pitch inside. The count now 1-2.
And with that stolen base, takes out the double play for Sabetha defensively. They were hoping to maybe get a ground ball, get out of this inning. But with Hogle moving up to second on the stolen base, takes that back out.
Eagles have a chance to retake the lead here in the fifth. The 1-2. Boy, pitch was high, but fouled straight back, so it's phase 1-2. Now, Dane Johnson, multi-sport athlete, mentioned how successful he was on the basketball floor. 325 is batting average entering this game today. Here's a big 1-2. Now, when his low and outside kicks away from Reed Mitchell, that doesn't happen too often, and that allows Hogle to make his way up to third.
Back to the conversation we were having in the bottom of the fourth inning for Sabetha. You just put a ball in play now. If you're Dane Johnson, the right side of the infield or elevate it into the outfield, you're going to get a run.
A ball in play could give Silver Lake the lead back. Here's a 2-2 and reaching out, lofting it to the shallow right side of the field. It's going to be chased down by Dollinghouse at second. Right on the edge of the dirt and the grass, and a big second out recorded. It's up to Drew Womack now to get that runner in from third.
Just to clarify, I said on the ground to the right side or elevated to the outfield. That one didn't make it to the outfield. Good job by Dollinghouse to get there quickly, not allowing Hogle even a chance to tag up and score.
So two outs. Here is Womack. He is 2-for-2 today with an RBI single, and he chops this one to the right side. Dollinghouse can't field it, and Silver Lake will take the lead. It was hit rather sharply, belt high to Dollinghouse at second. He can't secure it, and the Eagles retake the lead here in the fifth. It is 2-1.
Both runs now for Silver Lake, unearned.
And that could prove costly down the stretch. Still time, though, but the Eagles do have the lead back at 2-1. Two outs, runner at first. Here's Kruger. Good swing and miss there. Good pitch by Tramp. He'll start behind Kruger, Will. And no balls and one strike. He's 0-for-2 today, a strikeout and a ground out. But you mentioned the two runs for Silver Lake today, unearned. And we talked atop the broadcast about this point minimizing mistakes. Here's a pitch low and in the dirt for a ball. Throw to second, not in time. And a stolen base there for Drew Womack has him into scoring position with two outs.
That pitch is in the dirt. Good pick by Mitchell and to even have a chance at the throw there.
So Womack at second base with two outs here in the fifth. Silver Lake has garnished the lead back at 2-1, and a base hit could add another. Pitch inside, but swung on and fouled away. So Kruger now down in the count, 1-2.
Tramp at 75 pitches now. He wants this next pitch to be the final one of this half inning, and I look for him to go a little bit off speed against the lefty here, maybe a backside breaking pitch.
A right-hander Tramp sets, looks back at second. The pitch to the lefty Kruger is fouled straight back. Stays 1-2.
He went to the outside part of the plate, but brought it with a fastball. Kruger's been catching a piece of about every fastball he's thrown at him during this at-bat.
Two costly errors to the Blue Jays today have led to the two runs for Silver Lake. They leave Sabetha 2-1. The next pitch was outside. So 2-2 now on Kip Kruger. Womack at second base, two outs here in the fifth. Tramp sets. His 78th pitch is a chopper foul. And again, a good lengthy battle here between Ike Tramp and Kruger.
Yeah, Kipton's doing a good job staying alive. And that couple different times during this at-bat, you've seen Tramp go hard inside on the hands, and Kruger able to foul it off.
And the freshman come through with a big knock here in the fifth. Tramp looks back at second to 2-2. Outside, count is full. Kitty in the on-deck circle for the Eagles.
It's a big pitch coming up right here.
It'll be pitch number 80 today for Ike Tramp. Runner at second base, 3-2 the counts. Pitch to Kruger. Another good swing and another foul off here down the left field side.
This will be the eighth pitch of this at-bat coming up between Kruger and Tramp. The two pitchers in this game battling it out here.
A 2-1 Silver Lake lead. Trying to add with two outs here in the fifth. Runner takes off. Pitches away for ball four and safe on the throw to third is Womack. Wow, what a sequence. The inning continues. That pitch barely missed outside for ball four. And in the process, Womack sped off from second to third. Mitchell's throw was on a dot, but not in time.
Perfect opportunity right there. It was a great pitch from Tramp just off the outside. But from a left-handed batter, he had a wide open lane to throw to third. And you mentioned it. It was a dot right there. Tag applied just a millisecond behind.
So here's Kibbe. They're at the corners with two outs. He'll take a first pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. 2-1 Silver Lake. They're at the corners with two outs here in the fifth. Winner moves on to the regional title game. Sabetha, they have won 11 consecutive games coming into today, but going to have to rally here in the later innings. Tramp taking his time getting back on the rubber, out of the stretch. 0-1 the count on Kibbe. Runner takes off, and now dancing between second and third. Now the ball is thrown to Dollinghouse. The run comes scorching in to score, and everybody is safe. The exchange from Dollinghouse to Whitworth, not good, and just sheer wildness on the pass. Silver Lake now a 3-1 lead.
A really heady play there by Silver Lake. They did the leave early mindset. That means sending your first base runner and Kruger early to get caught in a rundown long enough to allow Womack to score from third. What they didn't account for is that Sabetha would lose
And a little scorcher out to Dollinghouse. It pops out of his glove. It hits the turf, and it's 4-1 Silver Lake.
I was trying to finish that thought before that next pitch, but it allowed for Silver Lake to have everybody safe. And then that very first next pitch, Kibbe just lifts it up into shallow right field, and Dollinghouse was there. And you got a feel for that poor kid right now. That would be his third error of the game.
And now a meeting on the hill and just mistake after mistake. We saw it in the first game with Maranatha and Riverside. Now we're seeing mistakes pile up here for the Blue Jays. And the Eagles have built a 4-1 lead, still batting in the fifth inning with two outs. Doesn't appear Tramps getting taken off the mound right now, but you see the fire and the passion on the mound with this meeting with the infield and coach Groups.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, at that point, I mean, that's a good time there for by Coach Gruber to go out there and just call everybody down, but have a quick conversation with Dollinghouse. He's had two errors in this inning specifically, three in the game, and that's an opportunity for him to kind of just rally the troops a little bit. There's two outs, but runner at first, and Silver Lake has all momentum on their side right now. If you're the Eagles, this is your time to pounce and extend this lead.
Well, the air is certainly piling up. First pitch swinging. Ben Renfro sends it out to center field, playing it though. Fitzgerald moving in a couple of steps. Ball popped out really late. I think that is still an out.
Yeah, they said it's on the transfer.
Okay, on the transfer. So a wild inning comes to an end. Silver Lake taking advantage of some Sabetha miscues. And we go to the bottom of the fifth in this regional semifinal game. Eagles leading the Blue Jays. Our score is 4-1.
It's Teen Krav Summer at Hell Martial Arts. Build confidence in your team with our Krav Maga self-defense program. Improve fitness and ability and gain lifelong skills. And anyone can do it. For June and July, all teens are welcome. Only $99 per person. Classes Monday and Thursday, 8 to 9 p.m. Sign up with family and share some bonding time. Register today for the Teen Krav Summer at Hell Martial Arts in Falls City, 402-380-3383.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Go to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Sabetha. Whitworth, first pitch swinging, ground ball to short. Ray with the field and fire to first. And the Blue Jays, one up, one down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It is a 4-1 Silver Lake lead. And taking advantage, Jake, were the Eagles' last half inning on some errors by that Sabetha defense.
Yeah, no doubt about it. There's four errors now in this game on Sabetha. And three of them from second baseman Dollinghouse, and they have resulted in runs and manufacturing runs. Silver Lake's taking advantage of those situations. The other thing, too, is that Ike Tramps on that bump, and now he's at 84 pitches in this game.
69th pitch for Kip Kruger is a little bit high here to Dollinghouse. Mentioned tough day defensively, but does have a single. And the count, one ball, one strike here. One out, bases empty, bottom five. Eagles leading the Blue Jays 4-1. Next pitch in there for a called strike, quickly 1-2.
And if you're Dollinghouse right now, again, we said it about his first at-bat, you can pick your team back up right here from the box.
The 1-2 is fouled straight back. So Camden Whitwer, right as we came out of the break, swung at the first pitch, grounded it out to short. And now right now Dollinghouse down in the count 1-2 here on Kip Kruger, who has four strikeouts here today. Looking for number five. Doesn't get it there. It was close. Outer edge, but just missing. Now 2-2.
A little breaking pitch on the outside corner. A little off the outside corner. Monholland trying to frame it to get the call.
Here's a 2-2 by Kruger, and it's lifted out towards right field. Strickland, the right fielder, backing up a little to his left. He'll make the shoulder-high catch for out number two. Two up and two down here in the home fifth, and back to the top of the order. Third time through, it's Michael Lang.
On top of the order, does a lot of the work that there's a reason why you're hitting 1, 2, 3, or 4. You're wanting the more at-bats throughout a ball game. You're going to have to get some things rolling here.
That's one line down the right field line, but foul just out in front of it. was Micah Lang, who was 0-for-2 today, a ground out and a strikeout. But Silver Lake with the lead of 4-1 right now. Blue Jays bases empty, batting in the bottom of the fifth. Next pitch by Kruger missed away, 1-1.
We can talk about the efficiency, and Kiffin Kruger's pitching a phenomenal game, giving up one hit here to this Blue Jay team.
Next one outside, 2-1 now the count on Micah Lang.
Just an inning ago, you know, his bases loaded, nobody out.
And Sabatha could only salvage one run. That was a huge win for Silver Lake, no doubt. Now another off-speed pitch gets the corner for a called strike, and 2-2 the count on Micah Lang. Efficiency for Kip Kruger, the freshman, for sure. Here's the 2-2. And this one's put on a line out into the gap in right center field, and that baby's going to drop in there. Cutting it off is Strickland, long turn. Hesitation by Lang, and it's going to be a long, lengthy two-out single.
Strickland able to get behind that ball quickly. That's what hung Lang up just for a second.
I think maybe the hesitation might have, just rounding first, might have cost Lang there. Either way, want to be smart, don't want to get thrown out, but good play both ways. Strickland got it in quickly, and the inning continues for Reed Mitchell.
Mitchell,
the old classic, I was going to say, the old classic catcher in the on-deck circle with two outs, the knee pads on, have to pause to get those off, step up to the plate.
He's trying to follow up his shot he had his last time up where he started that inning off with a triple to get the things moving for Sabatha back in the fourth.
Yep, the reason that one run is on the board for the Blue Jays here in this game with a triple in his last at bat, came around to score ultimately on a ground out by Fitzgerald as the 1-0 is outside, 2-0.
Kruger being careful against Mitchell.
First two on the outer edge. This one runs in and missing, and now 3-0. Well, an opportunity slowly heating up here. One of the Blue Jays in the home fifth, but there are two outs. 3-0 the count on Mitchell with the runner at first, Micah Lang. Here's the pitch. Taking all the way, and it's in there for strike one. Silver Lake with a 3-run lead at 4-1. Riverside awaiting the winner in the regional final. Here's the pitch. And a hot shot to the right side off two hops. Knee-high snag by Johnson. Cleanly over to first in time to retire the Blue Jays. So a two-out single does no harm, and we go to the sixth here in Sabatha. Trip to the regional championship on the line. It's Silver Lake 4 and Sabatha 1.
My name is Dallas, and I'm a patient at Lukert Chiropractic Wellness for nearly 20 years. Dr. Lukert does an excellent job of making sure that we are on a healthy track to maintaining our wellness care. Not many places will greet you at the door with that kind of enthusiasm, friendliness, and smiles that you receive at his office. Their team not only cares about your health, but they also care about your family. It is a true family atmosphere. As a bonus, it is the one place that you can walk in and hear Christian music. Dr. Lukert is not only a great doctor, but he is also a great friend.
Synex offers a complete energy solution, advanced premium diesel for power, high-performing lubricants for protection, and reliable propane for comfort. Whether you're on the road, in the field, or at home, Synex provides energy built to perform. With innovative premium diesel fuels, advanced lubricants, and clean-burning propane, Synex-branded products are engineered to deliver maximum efficiency, reliable performance, and peace of mind season after season. It's more than energy. It's the power that keeps your world moving forward.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball continues today on KNCA. Bobby, the Lord's work in studio. Jake hanging out with us to my left. Brandon Tadman with you as well. Silver Lake 4, Sabatha 1. 3A regional baseball semifinal here today in Sabatha. But Ike Tramp back to work here, Jake, for the Blue Jays. He's pitched quality.
Yeah.
For the most part, again, Silver Lake just taking advantage of some defensive miscues by the Blue Jays. And you look up, this is a 3-run lead for Silver Lake, and we're down to the final two innings.
If you look at walks, if you look at, you know, hits and everything like that, yeah, Ike Tramp's pitching a really good ball game right now. The only mark against the Blue Jays right now is that number four that's hanging underneath the E column on the scoreboard. Four defensive errors by the Blue Jays has resulted in the four runs for Silver Lake. So Ike Tramp, as efficiently as he's been pitching today, needs to get some help from the defensive side of his squad as he's still out there on the bump. And I would fully expect that Coach Grubbs will keep him out there until he reaches his limit, because he's definitely pitching very well.
Here's Don Bonhollen to lead it off, and first pitch swinging. He'll foul it away for strike number one. That was pitch number 85 for Ike Tramp as we are underway in the top of the sixth inning. Silver Lake leading it 4-1. Riverside awaiting the winner in the regional final. We will have that for you about a half hour after this one concludes on KNCA. Here is a mile-high pop-up foul territory. First base side, it pops out the glove of Whitwer. Nearly made a fantastic play trying to communicate with Mitchell, the catcher, who both converged on it at the same time. And fortunate there for Bonhollen to keep his AB alive here. Count is 0-2.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man, because that was, you know, you had both Tramp and Mitchell chasing it, but here comes Whitwer from first base. He had the best angle at it. Just pops out of his glove.
No balls, two strikes. Base is empty, nobody out. Top of the sixth inning here in Sabetha. Silver Lake a 4-1 lead on the Blue Jays. Here is the pitch. That one is in there. Called strike three. Don Bonhollen down quickly. Give Ike Tramp four strikeouts here today and the first out in the top of the sixth.
So brings up Ross, and his two appearances earlier were ground out to the third baseman, Jake Meyer, for Sabetha.
0-2 today is the sophomore, Jax Ross. His first pitch here from Tramp is outside for ball one.
Give you guys an update from down in Ozaukee. It's the bottom of the fourth inning, and Jeff West leading Hiawatha 4-0 in the bottom half of the fourth.
Got that one going on, Care Country. Now, this one's put on a frozen rope out into the left center, more towards the left field line, I should say, beg your pardon. And a sharp single there for Jax Ross, his first hit today. And a one-out base runner here for the Eagles, trying to build on a three-run lead.
Good job by Lang cutting that off quickly, because Ross was definitely churning maybe to look for two, and I think we might have a pinch hitter coming into play here for Silver Lake.
So in the number nine spot, Strickland is out.
24.
And Tyler Rollenhagen.
There you go.
So a pitch hitter here for Silver Lake in the number nine spot. And Rollenhagen steps in there. Where's jersey number 24? And bats here with a runner at first and one out in the sixth with his team leading by three. Takes a swing at the first pitch, chops it away, foul. It'll fall behind 0-1. That was the 90th pitch for Ike Tramp. Again, the number is 105. Now, the difference in this game so far has been errors on the defensive side for the Blue Jays, leading to all four of the Eagle runs. And now that one is low and outside, gets away to the backstop, and there goes Ross scampering up to second base without a throw.
Yeah, pass ball, you don't see that often, and in the glove there for Mitchell, and squirts out of there back to the backstop. Now runner in scoring position with one away.
Rollenhagen again, the pitch hitter here in the number nine spot. 1-1 the count, one out, runner in scoring position. Here's Tramp's offering. Low and away, and again it popped out the glove of Mitchell, but he scampered on it quickly to keep that runner at second base.
Yeah, on deck is Hogel, and he was jumping up and down just begging for Ross to move up to third, but I think that was too close for comfort. I think Mitchell has got the strong enough arm to make that throw to third.
We mentioned Jeff West leading Hiawatha in their game just a moment ago. It's the 2-1 pitch as they swing and a miss. Rollenhagen down in the count, or I should say evened up in the count here, 2-2. But Jeff West, number one team currently in 3A. Sabetha, who are watching here, in a little bit of trouble, but still number two ranked in the 3A class. The 2-2. Hit to the right side, but lifting foul. So Rollenhagen having a nice at-bat here. A pitch hit spot in the nine hole.
Yeah, coming off the bench, and coach calls your number. You try to deliver, especially you got a duck on the pond out there at second base.
Runner at second, Jax Ross. Here's the pitch. Late swing, but lifting it out towards shallow right center field. Going to be Fitzgerald. He pours it in quickly and gets it back into the infield to keep that runner and Ross at second base. So a line out to center by Rollenhagen, and then back to the top here with Hogel with two outs.
So, like you mentioned, back to the top of the order, and lefty Hogel, who's been pretty efficient at the plate here today.
Single and a run scored. Base hit could add to the lead. Off-speed pitch, swinging a foul off, and it's going to be 0-1 to start. Yeah, he singled and scored in that three-run fifth. He has also grounded out and has also struck out today. And Tramp kicks and fires in his 97th pitch of the day, and it's high and away for ball number one.
Johnson on deck and Drew Womack in the hole. Silver Lake trying to get some things moving, add some insurance runs here, up by three.
And the 1-1 just missed outside. Two balls and one strike. Here on Brady Hogel, the senior center fielder, top of the lineup for Silver Lake. They lead Sabetha 4-1 here. Two outs, runner at second in the top of the sixth. Regional semifinal in Class 3A. Here's a ball put in play. Slow roller to the right side. Tough play for Dollinghouse. Charging, getting it to first to Whitworth in time, barely, to retire the Eagles. They get a runner into scoring position, but Ike Tramp and company getting out of that minimal jam. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Running out of time, Sabetha, a little bit of work to do. They trail 4-1 here on KNCA.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Two ranked Sabetha Blue Jays have a late push in them here in this regional semifinal at home. They trail Silver Lake 4-1. As we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, we got Jake, Bobby in studio, Brandon with you, Kip Kruger back to work. On the mound for Silver Lake, he has been very good today, 83 pitches in, and he'll lead it off against Jayton Meyer here in the Blue Jays sixth. And the first pitch high and inside for ball number one.
Try to go first pitch off speed there and kind of hung it up a little bit too tight inside. Jayton Meyer trying to reach base for the second straight inning.
Now he walked in his last at bat, takes this one inside. So out in front, two balls, no strikes. Montgomery and Tramp. This is 3, 4, and 5 in the Blue Jay lineup. They trail by three in the sixth. And that one is in there for a strike call, and it's 2-1. On Jayton Meyer, plate appearance number 103 this season for him. Another one high and in, 3-1.
Strickland got pinch hit for in that last half inning by Rollinghagen, but Strickland remains the right fielder here for Silver Lake.
As a broadcaster, we appreciate that. Simplicity there by Silver Lake. The 3-1, low and inside, ball four.
When Kipton Kruger threw his hands up in the air, not happy with that call. And he's a freshman, and those are moments that...
That is his fourth walk he has issued today.
Yeah, we got a mound visit coming now as well. I think this is a pretty good time to go out there and just remind your young freshman, hey, even if you disagree with the call, don't stand there and put your hands in the air towards an umpire, because nothing will help an umpire make one of those close calls against you more than... You try to grandstand him like that.
Say what you want, but that's kind of the reality of it. Kind of.
Yeah.
Jeff West still leading Hiawatha 4-0.
Yep.
Over in Ozaki, semifinal as well. That is in the fifth inning.
Yep. And Hiawatha one away in the top of the fifth and got a runner over on first base. That game on 93.7 FM. Wade Gerster on the call for that one right now.
And Moore Hill awaiting the winner in that one.
Yep.
A regional final, so our coverage continuing here today. But after the mound meeting, Kip Kruger has to settle it in. A runner at first, nobody out. Blue Jays trying to rally here in the sixth, down three. First pitch to Montgomery, low and in the dirt. inside for ball one. Montgomery has walked in both of his at-bats today, and I'm sure he would take that right here as well.
Set it up by Tramp waiting on deck.
The lefty delivers. Or the righty delivers to the lefty inside. Listen, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
No, I'm just giggling, man. That's all it
Look,
is.
Look, you know me.
Yeah.
I correct myself. I try in the moment. Here's a 2-0. Ground ball, but foul. 2-1.
Jake Meyer, you said he had two stolen bases this season earlier, but if he wasn't stealing with the runner at first and third, he's not going to steal right now with nobody out standing over there at first base.
Yeah? You never know. He's 2-for-2, by the way. He has not been caught. Next pitch, low and inside. 3-1 here, the count on Colin Montgomery. Blue Jays trailing 4-1. Batting in the bottom of the sixth. Runner at first, nobody out. 3-1 by Kruger. In there for a called strike. The count full with Tramp in the on-deck circle.
I don't mind Montgomery taking on that one right there. You got a pitcher that's kind of struggling to find the zone, but now
the big 3-2. Swing and a fly out towards center field. Playing it is Hogle. He'll make the catch. Pretty routine on that one for out number one.
That was a big pitch there if you're Kitson Kruger and the Eagles, because you get that one out. Don't allow that runner to move up to second base. Keep the double play in effect.
So one out, one on for Ike Tramp. Blue Jays down to their final five outs. They trail by three. The 95th pitch of the game for Kip Kruger is in there for strike one.
Yeah, very possible this could be his last inning on the bump for Silver Lake. And so Sabetha's trying to have him have an early exit here.
Here's the 0-1 to Tramp, and it's in there for strike two, and quickly putting himself in a hole.
Nice little change up there from Kip Kruger. That was a circle change. I could see the grip from here and just dove in at the feet of Tramp.
The 0-2. Swing and a miss, and down goes Tramp. Impressive at bat there on the side of Kip Kruger on the bump. That's five strikeouts for the freshman, and now two outs in the inning for Curtis Fitzgerald.
Yeah, big-time pitch right there, and a big out because now it relaxes your infielders. They're not playing double play depth.
After a leadoff walk, a fly out and a strikeout, it's up to Fitzgerald, and he hits this one down the right field line, but foul. He'll fall behind at 0-1. Fitzgerald produced an RBI with a ground out in the fourth. He has also struck out today. And that's the lone run to this point for Sabetha. But again, you look up on that board, the most important number going against the Blue Jays is that five underneath the E. Here's Kruger's 0-1, and it's low and outside for ball number one. Silver Lake leading it 4-1. Sabetha won the regular season doubleheader less than 2 weeks ago. Both walk-offs, both one-run wins. Right now, Silver Lake the advantage late in this one. Fitzgerald fouling that one away. One ball, two strikes.
100 pitches now for Kruger. So,
now between the two, 199. This will be pitch number 200 of the day between both sides. And that one high and in, ball two.
It's good math skills, buddy.
I mean, if I can do it, anybody can do it. You know what I mean? 2-2 the count, runner at first, still Meyer. He's been stuck there for a hot minute. That one over but up, and now the count full. 3-2 here on Fitzgerald. Cole Mendled in the on-deck circle. And the Blue Jays running out of time. Down three in the bottom of the sixth. Runner takes off. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball playable to the right side. Johnson Fields fires in time. Chest-high catch for Womack, and that puts an end to the Blue Jays 6. Well, we go to the 7th. Silver Lake the opportunity here. They lead the Blue Jays 4-1. Regional baseball continues right after this.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farmin' City Supply. From the little tiny yard to the great big farmyard, we've got the mower that you need today. Come on in, check out our awesome line of Aarons and Gravely lawnmowers. From a 34-inch zero turn all the way up to a 72-inch zero turn, we've got just what you're looking for every shape, size of lawn. So come see us at Farmin' City Supply, Bull City, Nebraska. We'll keep you covered.
If you want it, we probably got it at your friendly Farmin' City Supply.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we're down to the final inning here in Sabetha today. Blue Jays got work to do, and starting out here in the top of the seventh inning, wanting to keep Silver Lake off the board. Eagles leading it 4-1, and then it's 3A regional semifinal. Riverside awaiting the winner in that championship game, which we'll have for you here on KNCA in just a little while, but Ike Tramp's day is done. Six innings of work for Ike. But now Reed Mitchell going to try to keep the Eagles off the board here in the seventh. Just some notable defensive changes here for Sabetha. You got now Stinnett playing in left field. Montgomery now still at shortstop. Tramp is now playing at first. Meyer now catching.
Lang at third.
And then Lang at third.
Yeah, easy enough, right?
Shout out to everybody else not wearing a headset up here for helping us out with all that. So that is definitely well needed.
Mm-hmm.
But for Reed Mitchell, got to keep Silver Lake off the board. Top of the seventh inning we go. Here's Dane Johnson. A 4-1 Silver Lake lead.
Yeah, kind of the heart of the order coming up here for Silver Lake, trying to add some insurance. Do up in the bottom half of this inning, it's going to be 7-8-9 for Sabetha.
Johnson has reached on an error today, a couple of lineouts as well, and he's got a late swing on this first offering from Mitchell, and he fouls it away to fall behind at 0-1. Well, Mitchell has a 1.34 ERA. He's given up 9 hits and 15 and two-thirds innings, so he has been very good in pretty limited time on the bump. And he's got Johnson down on the count 0-2. But again, first step here, keeping Silver Lake off the board in the seventh.
And if you're Silver Lake, I mean, again, it's business as usual. You get them on, get them over, get them in, and can't say enough about Ike Tramp for Sabetha. He pitched well today.
And the defense has been kind of the bugaboo.
It has been. You mentioned the 5 errors in this game a little bit ago, and it's really the difference in this game.
Here's the 0-2 by Reed Mitchell, and it's a ground ball playable to the second baseman, Dollinghouse. Takes it on a nice chest-high hop over to first to Tramp in time to retire Dane Johnson.
Now, if you want a scouting report on Dane Johnson, have a secured second baseman, because every single ball he has put in play today has gone to the second baseman.
Unofficially, 4 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Silver Lake. 1 run, 2 hits, 5 errors for the Blue Jays. One up, one down here in the top of the seventh. That brings up Drew Womack. That went well in the dirt ball one. He has been probably the most productive batter today for Silver Lake. Couple of singles and RBI, and he's also reached on an error. He's also hit 9 home runs this season. Pretty good.
We mentioned it at the top of the broadcast, but none bigger.
And the walk-off 2-run homer last week against Perry LeCompton in that first-round game to get Silver Lake to this game. Fastball missing high. Now 3-0, the counts on Womack. We got a lot of first-team all-league selections coming up in the Big East between these two.
No doubt. Well-deserved.
That's Sabetha's going to have to rally. Get out of this inning, but the count right now 3-0 on Womack with Kruger in the on-deck circle. That's a 4-pitch walk, that one in the dirt. Now just the 8th walk issued by Mitchell this season. And Womack at first with one out for Kip Kruger.
Yeah, this will force for the first time since he's came into this game. We'll see how Mitchell is out of the stretch. Got some speed over there at first base, and Womack and Kip Kruger stepping in from the left side once again.
Silver Lake leading it 4-1, batting in the top of the seventh. And the runner takes off. Pitch is inside for a ball on a one-hop throw to second, and it's not in time. Beating it was Womack for another steal. He unofficially has 4 stolen bases in this game. Does Drew Womack, and he is quickly into second base with one out. And the count and the advantage of Kruger right now at 1-0.
good throw from Meyer. One hopper into the bag, but you mentioned the speed of Womack and his ability to swipe bags.
Here's the fire in from the righty and Mitchell, and it's fouled away by Kruger. And the count, 1-1. Well, it's been fairly overcast pretty much all day. I feel like it's been a couple random quick moments where the sun has maybe tried to peek through, but pretty much overcast all day. Fastball missing on the outer edge. Now 2-1 here on Kruger. Kruger has struck out today. He has grounded out to second. He has also walked and scored. Now 2-1 the advantage for him. Pitch by Mitchell. Hit high in the air, but tailing foul. Fans beware. And down safely.
Don't know who that guy is, but he just kind of saved a little 3-year-old that was standing there kind of looking up at the sky. And he came over and said, hey, watch out.
That's a team game.
That's
among
right.
The patrons when a ball gets hit. There's no doubt. So shout out everyone involved. Here's the 2-2. And in the dirt, ball 3. So Kruger has worked the count full. Womack at second base, one out here in the top of the 7th. Silver Lake looking to add to a 4-1 lead here in this regional semifinal.
Kruger's at bat in the 5th inning with an 8-pitch at bat.
And a 3-2 here is low and outside, ball 4. So after a swift ground out to second by Johnson, Womack and Kruger work back-to-back walks on Reed Mitchell, and now 2 on and 1 out. And here comes Sabetha for a meeting on the hill as Miles Kibbe is due up next for the Eagles.
Kibbe reached on an error to last that bat, but you've got Silver Lake right now, runner in scoring position, just one away. But you can look at it from the defensive side as, hey, the double play is in effect now, but there's speed on the bases for Silver Lake. So a double play will be tough to execute here against Kibbe when you got Womack and Kruger on the base paths as well.
Well, again, I tramp. Got the start today. Didn't make it out to the 7th, but pitched 6. Was right around that 100-pitch mark. He had 4 strikeouts, 3 walks. But the runs allowed unearned because the Blue Jays defense has been kind of the issue today, which has allowed Silver Lake this 3-run lead late. First pitch here to Kibbe is taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. They got Womack at second, Kruger the runner at first. One out in the 7th, 4-1 Silver Lake. Riverside awaiting patiently for the winner in the championship. Fastball by Mitchell, called strike, and it's 0-2.
You have a little mound visit and get a little bit of reassurance and confidence, and Mitchell's fired 2 rockets straight in there.
Big pitch coming up here. Reed Mitchell, the 0-2. Just missed low. 1-2. Renfro in the on-deck circle for Silver Lake. Looking for their 15th win of the season. Both these teams went to state a year ago. One of them about to be ousted here in just a little bit. But Kibbe flies this one to the right side of the infield. Dollinghouse will make the catch right on the edge of the grass. And that is out number 2.
Second time we've had an infield fly in effect here in this ballgame. That time, Dollinghouse did a good job of collecting that.
So it's up to Ben Renfro with 2 outs and 2 on here in the 7th. He has reached down a fielder's choice. He is also grounded out and lined out. Mitchell paints the corner, the called strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Well, Mitchell, just got to get this one, and you do your job keeping the Eagles off the board. And glance back, and Mitchell saw a little hesitation there by Womack at second, and startled him enough just to get him off the rubber for a brief second.
He's playing some head games out there is what's happening. Womack trying to get in the head of Mitchell.
And the pitch to Renfro in the dirt, ball 1. 1-1 the count on the senior DH for Silver Lake. Big opportunity, a base hit could add some really key insurance. The 1-1 in the dirt gets to the backstop past Meyer and both runners advance. Well, now that sharpens things up a little bit more because now the count is 2-1 on Renfro. Womack's at third, Kruger at second.
Yeah, basic 2-2 now. If you're Silver Lake and you got Renfro in there on the right side, just put a ball into the outfield grass.
The 2-1 with 2 outs is high and away for ball 3. Dom Bonholland awaiting patiently in the on-deck circle. The catcher with the knee guards on, unsure. Here is a 3-1. Late swing and lined foul down the right field line. So we're going to a full count here with Ben Renfro. 3-2. Womack at third. Kruger the runner at second. Silver Lake, you're in the top of the seventh, leading Sabetha 4-1. Mitchell going out of the windup here. And the 3-2 on the way. And it's a foul off here to the left side. Staying alive, at least one more offering is Renfro.
Yeah, working a good at-bat here is Renfro. The longer you get into these types of at-bats, again, it's favoring the batter.
That's going to be the 24th pitch of the inning for Mitchell. Here's the pitch, and it's high, ball four. And the bases are loaded. And I mentioned Mitchell in over 15 innings pitched this season had only given up 7 walks. Well, he has walked 3 to load the bases here for Silver Lake in the seventh, and now Dom Monholland has a chance to really put an exclamation point on this game. Mitchell going out of the windup. First pitch to Monholland is high for ball one. Well, I feel like if you're Monholland, keep the bat on the shoulder until Mitchell throws you a strike.
Yeah, coach might be putting that sign on, the take sign here for Monholland.
Bases loaded here with 2 outs in the seventh. There is that waiting pitch and a called strike, so 1-1. Now maybe Monholland can reset. The bases are loaded thanks to 3 walks in the inning. Womack at third, Kruger at second, Renfro at first. Here's a 1-1. High and away, ball two.
Yeah, Mitchell just doesn't look very comfortable right now out there on the mound. And when Gruber came out and talked to him a little bit ago, he was talking about his fit, where his feet were landing, and a little bit of frustration on the bump.
The 2-1. It is low, ball three. A walk would score a run. I'm guessing Monholland will take on 3-1, but we'll see.
We got a stoppage here as Coach Gruber's talking to the plate umpire here for a quick second.
Well, checking something. Not sure what the conversation is down there, but it puts a little pause in this crucial moment in this game. Silver Lake, bases loaded, 2 outs in the seventh, leading Sabetha 4-1. Count 3-1 here on Monholland. Here's the pitch by Mitchell. Low, ball four.
I mentioned the footing of Mitchell, and he actually threw that pitch and fell to the ground, and I just don't know if that plant foot is really landing comfortably like he normally likes it to or not, but a couple times he's kind of dirted a ball in front of the home plate and not comfortable.
4 walks now in the inning for Mitchell, a run added, 5-1, Silver Lake leading and still batting with 2 outs. Here's Jax Ross, let's say that again. And first pitch missing high and away for ball one. But you're calling it like you see it. Just
yep.
Mitchell does not look all that comfortable. And now every pitch that goes by, he's already racked up 30 pitches in this inning. And pitch number 31 is low and outside for ball two.
Yeah, and pitching.
This is really danger time for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, pitching is such a mental game, and right now you're seeing Reed Mitchell very frustrated with himself, and Silver Lake, they've got the take sign on the entire time.
Well, he gets a strike call here, paints the outer edge, and 2-1 now the count on Jax Ross, who is singled today, also has a couple of ground outs, so 1-for-3 on the card. But the base is loaded with 2 outs here in the seventh, 5-1 Silver Lake, and there's a swing and a miss. And a throw down to first, and not in time. They're going to say tag was late by Tramp. Yikes. Now, Jake, I'm going to say we're kind of far away, but that looked out to me. That was an incredible throw by Meyer at first, and Monholland was all sorts of caught off guard, but the umpire at first says safe.
Yeah, Jaden Meyer, heck of a throw, and great job there by Tramp. Get the tag down quickly.
Now you got to regather. Mitchell has to count at 2-2 here on Ross. Here it is. And it hits into the air, right side, foul territory, and foul. Bases loaded, 2 outs, a 2-2 count here in the top of the seventh. Eagles have added with a bases loaded walk. Their lead is 5-1. Blue Jays are already going to have a lot of work to do in the home seventh. Gotta put an end to this right here if you're Mitchell and the Blue Jays. Big 2-2 pitch Incoming here to the sophomore, Jax Ross. Here's the kick, here's the deal, and another foul off.
Great at-bat here by Ross.
A lot of lengthy at-bats for these Silver Lake hitters. Certainly patient and certainly understanding of situational hitting.
You got patience and you got Dane Johnson who swings at every pitch.
The 2-2, low and inside, count runs whole.
So runners will be moving on the pitch now.
Mitchell had walked 7 batters all year in 15-plus innings of work. This inning alone, he has walked 4. And now the count is 3-2 with 2 outs. Runners are taking off. Here's the pitch. In there for a strike 3 swinging. Probably was right down the middle anyways, and missing everything was Jax Ross. And massive there for Sabetha to get out of the jam. But Silver Lake, key insurance, with a bases-loaded walk. It all comes down to this. Sabetha needing 4 at minimum. Keep their season alive. We go to the bottom of the 7th. It's 5-1, Silver Lake.
We've all heard how the only thing constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. UMB Bank believes businesses of every size and individuals deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but UMB Bank's commitment to you does not. Located in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Atchison, visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dane Johnson, the new pitcher for Silver Lake. They are 3 outs away from advancing to the regional championship. We go to the bottom of the 7th here in Sabetha. Blue Jays, work to do indeed. It is 5-1 Eagles. Got Jake and Bobby Brandon with you. Kip Kruger, 6 innings of masterful ball. 5 strikeouts, 4 walks, 2 hits, 1 run allowed, and giving his team an opportunity to move on here to a championship game with Riverside awaiting. But bottom third of the Blue Jay lineup, Cole Minold, Camden Whitwer, and Andre Dollinghouse. As the season comes down to this half inning for both squads, here we go. Dane Johnson on the bump. Big tall righty delivers to Minold. And the first pitch missing for ball one.
Yep, just a clean swap there. Kruger goes to second. Johnson on the bump, and everybody else stays the same.
The 1-0. Ground ball foul, third base side, 1-1 one strike. So Coach Gruber and talking to maybe your bottom third of the order, down 5-1, going into your final inning at the plate. What's kind of the mindset and maybe discussion?
Well, you're not going to get it all back in one swing, no doubt. So at this point, you need base runners. You need people getting on base and then moving over and get it back to the top of the order, try and let your guys make some hay up there.
Well, the 1-1 was in there for a strike. Here's the 1-2 by Johnson, low and outside. Good eye there by Minold, works it even. 2 balls and 2 strikes, bottom of the 7th inning. Blue Jays, desperation mode, trailing 5-1. Minold 0-for-2 today, a strikeout and a ground out. Here's the 2-2, swing and a miss. Got it with a nasty off-speed pitch. Tailed away on the outer edge. And that's the first out here in the bottom of the 7th.
Yeah, middle way in front of that one. Good off speed there from Johnson. And looked like fastball and broke away on the outer part of the plate.
Dane Johnson racks up his first strikeout in relief. Bases empty, 1 out. Here's Whitwer. And Johnson missing high with the fastball. It's 1-0. Now Whitwer 0-for-2 today. A couple of ground outs to the shortstop in Ray. Here's the 1-0 by Johnson, and a late swing and a foul off down the right field line and over the first base dugout for strike one.
Whitwer gets on. I'd look for Grooves to put in a pinch runner. Whitwer just designated hitter at this point in this game.
Now down 4, you have 2 outs to spare. Johnson goes up and in, missing there, now 2-1.
Dollinghouse waits on deck, and then back to the top of your Sabetha, but Dane Johnson.
Now, Sabetha's run to state over the last few years in danger as that one is in there for a strike, and it's 2-2.
Johnson looking good on the bump coming in here in relief.
Johnson sets, kicks, and fires. And a ground ball foul. Good swing there to stay alive for Camden Whitwer. Entered today with a batting average of 184. Limited time. Miss two of the action games throughout the regular season, but big spot here, 2-2, and a late swing on an off-speed pitch and a routine grounder. Kruger underhands to first, and two outs here in the seventh. And it's up to Andre Dollinghouse.
Big time opportunity for Silver Lake to come here and knock off the number two ranked team in the state, avenge that doubleheader defeat just 12 days ago. But again, records go out the window when you come to this point of the season, and two tradition rich programs on the diamond. And your coach Gruber and Sabathia, you're going to look back on this game if it goes final with this score the way it is. Just look at the number underneath the E on the scoreboard, and a struggle on the defensive side today has led to Silver Lake's 5-1 advantage.
Now 2-0 the count on Andre Dollinghouse. The line is going to have to start moving. 2-0 taken all the way. That's in there for a strike. Now 2-1.
Yeah, hard fastball there, catching the outer part of the plate. Good frame there for Monholland.
Dollinghouse 1-for-2 today with a single. Has to get on here, and he puts this one in play. Ray at short, to his left, takes his time across the diamond, and that retires the side, and that concludes the ball game. Silver Lake on the road, avenging their doubleheader loss to the Blue Jays just 12 days ago, and the Eagles march on to the regional title game, where they'll take on Riverside in just a little while. Our final score in this one, it's Silver Lake 5 and Sabetha 1, and our post game is coming your way next here on KNCA.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For every athlete in our community, Sabetha Community Hospital is your home for sports medicine. We understand how important it is to stay active. That's why we offer swift, expert care for acute injuries right where you need it, whether it's on the field, in our ER, or at our family practice. Our medical team builds strong connections with coaches, physicians, and athletic trainers, all working together for your recovery. Plus, we empower athletes with the knowledge and training to help prevent future injuries. Keeping athletes active. Sabetha Community Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Class 3A Regional Baseball Championship game is officially set here in Sabetha. As about 25 minutes or so from now, we'll have it for you. Featuring the Riverside Cyclones and the Silver Lake Eagles. Eagles getting the win, knocking out number two ranked Sabetha by a final score of 5-1. We'll dive into it momentarily. Jake alongside Bobby in studio. Still the regional title game to come, but Silver Lake avenging their doubleheader loss to the Blue Jays just 12 days ago. Both one-run games, both walk-off wins. Thought I was getting you on that first.
No, not you. You keep going.
But Silver Lake, impressive. Kip Kruger, the freshman, getting the start. Six strong innings. Dane Johnson shuts the door, three up, three down. And we said it atop the broadcast. You asked me, what's kind of the key to winning this kind of a game at this point in the season? And it was right after we saw Maranatha just rack up issue after mistake, which Riverside was able to take advantage of. Well, Sabetha solid, but five errors leading to four Silver Lake runs. And again, they didn't have enough offense outside of that, and obviously Silver Lake pulling it out, and now one away from taking a return trip back to state next week.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, 103 pitches for Kip Kruger. He pitched so well. He gave up two hits and allowed one run. That's efficiency to its teeth. But the biggest difference, you mentioned it, is just the defensive errors in that game from Sabetha. It's unfortunate, you know, for a kid like Dollinghouse who struggled at second base tonight. Those are the types of games I would bet nine times out of ten, he has no more than one error in a game. But today, it happened. And those are the things when you look back on baseball games, you can tally up errors, you can tally up walks. And you combine those two, that's typically the score of the opponent in your contest. Well, errors alone were the score of your opponent in this one. And Sabetha just could not get anything going against Kip Krueger. You know, they had a really big opportunity back in the fourth inning. Bases loaded, nobody out, and they scratch across just one run in that bottom half of the fourth inning. That's a big opportunity missed, but you got to give a lot of credit to this Eagle team defensively. But Kipton Krueger was all that and the bag of chips today on the bump for Silver Lake. Now, you know, Dane Johnson came in and closed the door. But if you're Silver Lake, who are you throwing next against Riverside? Because Kip Krueger is out, not allowed to pitch next. Is it going to be Dane Johnson from the start? Because he finished with just 15 pitches in that ballgame. So he's freshly available if you wanted him to go.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what Silver Lake does as Riverside getting warmed up on the field. I guess we're going to kind of
we'll keep
it around for a little bit. We'll take some breaks. We obviously got a little bit of time as Silver Lake, again, getting the win. They scored the first run of the game. Following a crucial error, Drew Womack, an RBI single, which scored the game's first run in the third, and then Sabetha got their lone run in the fourth, which at the time tied the game. Curtis Fitzgerald, a one-out RBI ground out, which again tied the game after four innings. But in that fifth inning for Silver Lake, really put it away, scoring three runs thanks to three crucial errors in that inning. They would tag one in the seventh as well, little insurance. On a bases-loaded walk, and again, just Silver Lake pitching with Krueger and Johnson putting a stop to a Blue Jays offense that came in collectively batting north of 330.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier, and it kind of surprised me a little bit what we were seeing because of the success of the season. There's a reason why they're the number two ranked team in the state. There's a reason why they're the only team that has beaten Jeff West all season long, and it's been the steady hand at the plate. The difference today, I think, is just there was a swagger about Kip Krueger. You know, early in this game, you know, Sabetha was, they were creating long, lengthy at-bats. They were racking up the pitch count for Kipton Krueger. And I wasn't sure if he was going to make it through five innings because of the pitch count. But the big inning, again, was that fourth inning. The swing of momentum that happened there, Sabetha had every opportunity in that moment to get momentum on their side, take the lead, and really expand on that even further. And that could have put Kip Krueger out of this ball game, but he did a good job of refocusing, getting some key outs in that fourth inning. You know, you got a pop-up to the second baseman. You mentioned the Fitzgerald ground out, but the bases were still loaded, and he strikes a guy out. That was so imperative. Runners at second and third. But he gets the strikeout looking at that. That's a confidence builder for a team. That's a confidence builder for a pitcher specifically. And then you saw Silver Lake the very next half inning scratch three runs across. That was all she wrote at that point. Yes, we played two more innings after that, but that was the difference in the game for me, was that bottom of the fourth, top of the fifth, that swing completely put this game on ice for Silver Lake.
All right, we're just going to hang out. We'll take some breaks. We'll continue our conversation. We'll look up some other scores, some other baseball games.
Oh, I'll get you an update here.
Yeah, keep an eye on that. Let's run the tallies, take a quick break, as Silver Lake now gets Riverside in the regional final here today. Trip to state on the line next week is Silver Lake getting the win over number two ranked Sabetha. Again, the final tallies real quick. Silver Lake now 15-11 after the win. Five runs, four hits, no errors, 10 left on base. Winning pitcher was Kip Krueger, 103 tosses, six innings, five strikeouts, four walks, two hits, and one run allowed. And for Sabetha today, one run, three hits, the five errors, certainly an asterisk next to it. They left six on base as well. As the Big East champs and Sabetha find their season coming to an end here in the regional semifinals with a record of 22-5. Our in-between game coverage of the regional title continues after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes,
even if you live out of state. All students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt. Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.
Are we doing this again? 'Cause girl, we're drunk, it's 2 a.m. And you know how hard it's been for us to say no. And why do we keep trying to spark the thing that broke both our hearts? When the morning comes, we're back to up in smoke. But we light up the night again. Ain't that the problem with fireworks? Fly so high, but end up right back in the dirt. And run on back, light that fuse and times till I get a whiskey, you get a red wine, buzzing up to call. With that, I want.